Hello guys, and welcome to the Lean with Plants podcast. I'm Chelsea, former overweight, healthy vegan, confused about why I couldn't look like my favorite plant-based influencers, even though I was chugging back green smoothies every day. After a decade of unsustainable vegan diets, I learned the truth about weight loss, lost 40 pounds, and now I'm in the best shape of my life, even after two kids. Girl, if you've been struggling to drop the pounds as a vegan, stuck in a cycle of self-sabotage, sick of yo-yo dieting and going hungry, never being able to get and stay lean, then this is the podcast for you. Each week, I share the no BS truth about why vegan women are overweight, the action steps to get you shedding fat, and the mindset you'll need to get slim for life. I'm stoked to have you here. Let's get started. What's up? What's up? Hello, welcome back to the podcast. Chelsea here again and feeling a bit pumped up. I just had to go and listen to some music. I actually have this in my podcast workflow. So I have this entire workflow. It's to remind myself what to do, turn on the right kind of software and turn off my notifications and all that kind of stuff. Part of my workflow is actually going and having a little dance session with some music that pumps me up because it's hard. It's hard to sit down here and actually do the thing. And we're going to be talking about some of those kind of things today. Meeting yourself where you're at, bridging that gap between who you are right now and who you want to be. And who I want to be is someone who creates podcasts regularly. And I didn't create one last week. And it's really, really hard to get back into that habit. And I'm sharing this with you because I really want you to always understand that it's so hard to change who you are. That it's such a process, and you might look at someone and be like, they've got it all together, they know what they're doing, and it's just not true. Like, all you see is the result. All you see when you look at someone creating a podcast, maybe the Lean with Plants podcast, is a nice little podcast that comes up on your app. Like, you never see just the imposter syndrome that comes on. You never see the procrastination and the feeling like you can't do it, and just feeling like what the heck am I doing? I'm not good enough for this. Like, I failed. I couldn't write an outline. And today I even had to create a bit of a commitment device for myself. And I've done a podcast episode about creating commitment devices. So if you're interested in more of how that works, all about habit change, go listen to that episode. But what I had to do for myself was actually say to Nick, all right, I need to create a commitment device. What do you think it should be? We were thinking about going and getting sushi for lunch. And he said, if you're not finished the podcast by 2:30, we're not going to go get sushi. You don't go and get sushi. And I really, really want to have sushi. So I started writing the outline. Here we are. We're listening to the podcast. And this is something that I've been thinking about a lot recently. Meeting yourself where you're at. It has been such a revelation and a challenge for me as I've learned more about myself in the last little while and just had some revelations about how I see myself. And if you are struggling with this idea that you're not where you should be, if you are never living up to your own expectation of yourself, and that is causing you to get discouraged, to self-sabotage and throw in the towel every time that you make a mistake, if you're not feeling like you're making traction in your habits and in that change to get to where you want to be, then keep listening to this episode. I believe it is going to be super encouraging and practical for helping you to start making progress and then consistently make more and more. At the end of the day, all we're trying to achieve here is to become the kind of person that gets us to that goal that we have. And for most of you listening, that goal is weight loss. You want to get to, and think about this, like, there's nothing wrong with visualizing and imagining who you want to be. You want to be lean. You want to feel confident in your body. You want to have the habits that support that lifestyle. You want to have freedom with food. And all of these things are possible. But to get to that person, you have to change who you are now. That is not so much about the result as it is about changing how you live your life, what your habits are, and then letting time do its thing, and who you become catches up with those habits. The result of habits, getting to your goal, is really just habits that are effective, and then time. That's all a result is. So bridging that gap between who you are in this very moment and who you want to be in the future is super important. And you've got to have compassion for yourself as you change, because you're not that person yet. And I know you probably think that you should be. So this episode is all about getting a different perspective on the process of change. And it's so, so important, because I believe that we try and change a bit like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. And at the end of it, she's standing there and she's tapping her feet together and she's going, "There's no place like home. There's no place like home." And then she goes home. She flies home. I can't actually remember how it works. I know there's some houses that teleport in that movie. It's been a long time, guys. But real change happens when you walk down that yellow brick road. And if you think of the very beginning of The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy has that ability the entire time, right? She has the ability to tap her shoes together and go home, but she can't realize that ability. She can't become that person that can do that crazy stunt at the end until she has walked down that road, taken the path to find that person that she needs to become. And along the way, she meets all those other characters and they go through the same transformational process, right? The lion, he's learning that, like, he wants to go and find courage. And what happens? He develops that courage as he gets into situations where he needs courage. The Tin Man is looking for a heart. As he goes along that journey, he develops the kind of qualities that someone with a heart has. It's not about getting what you want right now. It is a change and a transformation of who you are. And you have to walk through that journey to get it. So why this is so important is that if you cannot change who you are, you will never get to that destination. If you don't have a process of change that actually gets you changing, you will never be able to pull back the curtain, see that Wizard of Oz, tap your feet together, and actually get to the destination that you want. When you do have that roadmap, when you can follow that path and you can transform who you are over time, then you are going to see true transformative lifelong change happen. This is possible whoever the frick you are. I don't care who you are. Like, I do care. I obviously care, but this is possible for you. This is not something that is just for special people, that is just for people that you follow online. Think of that story of The Wizard of Oz. Think about those characters in the movie. They didn't have a lot when they started that journey. Maybe Dorothy, I mean, she's beautiful, absolutely stunning. But the other guys in that movie, right there, you could say, okay, they're actually lacking in a lot of character. They go through it. They develop it. You are capable of change. You just need a process that helps you develop it. So as you're on this transformational journey to bridge that gap between who you are right now and who you want to be, it's almost like you are building a bridge brick by brick. And this is where it gets really interesting, because one of the things that holds people back so much is that they get discouraged by small amounts of progress. They're not feeling like they're making enough progress. But if you start to view every single improvement that you make as almost like laying another brick on this bridge, and that it's all working together and it's all building something that, no, you're not there yet, but you've laid another brick, then you can actually start appreciating small amounts of progress and not getting so discouraged about not being there yet.
This is a process that every single person on the planet will need to do to change who they are. And one of the things that's interesting about habit change is that it's not about how long it takes to form a new habit. It's not about like length of time or how big you are. Like, you know, this whole go big or go home. I hate that phrase so much because it's just not how we change, right? Like, we have to do this over time. We have to lay these pieces brick by brick. Some days you're going to be laying a lot more of a foundation. Some days you might be building a bit more. Some days you might be taking a few bricks off. But every single thing that you're doing, it's leading you somewhere. And the most important part is repetition. Because repetition of an action is like putting on a bit of material. You can be stalled in your progress for years. And not be getting anywhere because you are not putting in those repetitions. You can be putting in tiny, tiny repetitions. You can be laying little bits of material, little tiny bricks. Maybe you're even just, I don't know how bricks are made exactly. I know they're putting dust together. Dust. This sounds like I know nothing. I know that there is some kind of core material involved and water, kind of like concrete, I'm assuming, and then that's baked in an oven. So even if you're just doing that, like, you're getting somewhere. So it's really, really important to think, well, how do I get more repetitions in? How do I build more? And I kind of almost think of this sometimes as, let's say it is going to take me, I don't know, 5,000 Instagram posts to get to the kind of content creator I want to be. If I put out one post, then that doesn't perform very well. And I get discouraged by that. And that stops me from posting for a while. Then that's just meaning that it's longer and longer until I get to that. If I spend all my time trying to make the perfect post and try to get that right, then I'm not going to ever get there. Because there's time and there's repetitions between who I need to be. It's not about one post. So repetition, however you want to look at that, whether that is putting another brick on, whether that is checking off another post and you see, okay, there's 1,000 posts before I get to that content creator, or there is a million broccolis that I need to eat before I become the kind of person that loves broccoli, or there is, I don't know, 5 books that I need to read before I become a reader, whatever it is, 5,000 steps that I need to take before I get to Oz and I get to pull back the curtain and there's the wizard. Whatever it is, repetition and doing the thing, making amounts of progress, no matter how small, is the most important part of change. Now, what's going to hold you back here is setbacks to do with perfectionism and getting discouraged about not making enough progress. And I want you to think about this enough progress phrase for a little second. What the heck does enough progress even mean? Compared to what? Compared to what are you not making enough progress? You can probably see how this affects your journey. How many times do you do something and then you think, oh, I'm not making enough progress, and you get discouraged, or you fail at something and you're like, well, I should have done something different than that, so therefore it's all for naught. I should just throw in the towel. I just feel absolutely crap about myself. I said that I didn't want to eat XYZ Magnum vegan ice cream that was sitting in my freezer. Not speaking from experience or anything. No, I don't do that. Just kidding. And then you feel like, well, I should have done something different. So therefore, I'm a failure. I'm discouraged. I'm not making enough progress. I'm not good enough to do this. And it massively sets you back. And I believe this idea of should have and discouragement from not doing enough is one of the huge obstacles to you actually doing the repetitions needed to make change. It is a thing that is going to make you stop wherever you are and oftentimes go backwards. And this whole idea of should what I should have done XYZ, I should be able to do more, is not, it's so not rooted in any kind of reality, because the person that you're comparing yourself with that should have done something, whether that is someone else who's not you or it is the you that you want to be, neither of those things are relevant to who you are today and who you are in this moment. All you can control is your decision right now. And I hate to break it to you, but even a decision that you made 5 seconds ago is now outside of your control. So this whole idea of should and should have is expecting yourself to be someone that you are not yet, or to be someone that you just aren't, full stop, because you're not Susie vegan skinny bum from, or probably big bum and skinny waist from Instagram. You're not her, right? You're you. You're who you are right now, and you're building a bridge. You're walking down a path. So you shouldn't be somewhere that you're not. All you need to be is who you are now. All you need to be doing is taking another step forward. It's not based in reality, this idea of should have or should this or should that. And if it's discouraging you, then it is massively holding you back. And you think about something like building a house. And oftentimes building projects go way over the amount of time that they should, right? That's pretty normal for a building project to take longer than you think it's going to take. So what would happen if in that project you start to realize, okay, I'm nowhere near the deadlines that I set for myself. You're the builder in this project. If a builder was saying, okay, well, we're not anywhere near the deadlines, we may as well quit because we're not where we should be. Imagine how many houses we would have that would be unfinished. You can't say halfway through a build process, I should have been somewhere that I'm not. It's irrelevant. At that point, you can't change the past. At that point, you have to just keep going. If they sit around and they go, oh, like I should have done this, I'm a failure, the house is never ever going to get finished. It would be ludicrous to expect that whether you are hitting the deadlines that you want or not, that that would change you from keeping moving forward. That would change anything about you just taking another step towards progress, putting another nail in, putting the walls up, putting the roof up. Whether it should or shouldn't have is kind of irrelevant at that point. What matters now is what you do next. All we're looking at here is this kind of like linear progression where at any moment you've got a choice. And this whole idea of should is you're comparing it to something that doesn't exist. And I had this crazy revelation the other day that I was seeing my life, because I have this problem. I really have the, I should have done XYZ. I'm not doing enough. I haven't done enough. I should have done more. It's incredibly demoralizing. And I realized that I see myself almost as God outside of my life. Like I'm this like, I'm looking down on my life outside of time and space, and I'm going, I should have been here and I'm not, so I feel like a failure and I'm discouraged with myself. And everything that I have done or that I've accomplished is, it's not even something that I'm any, well, most of the time, I'm not even all that proud of it, because I'm like, well, I should have been further along by now. Compared to what? This person that I've constructed that should have done more, she doesn't exist. Because all I am in this moment is who I am right now. And this idea of who I should be, or who I, is kind of like that person is not existing. So if you think about this, what disappointment is, and where disappointment and discouragement comes from, it's from not meeting expectation. And this is something that is used in marketing. It's really, really interesting, because the gap between expectation and what actually happens, if you do not meet expectation, that is where you get disappointment. If you exceed expectation, that is where you get surprise and delight. So if your expectation is set at a level that is not based on anything actually real, then you're always going to be discouraged and disappointed with yourself. And I realized the other day as I was thinking about this is that I'm not looking down on my life and thinking, well, this is the person that I should be and I'm not here. So I'm always disappointed by the gap. And any time that I get slightly better, my expectation of myself shifts and it gets even higher. So I'm never actually getting closer. I'm never getting closer to who I think I should be. And that's not actually accurate. Me, I'm not God. I'm not looking out. I'm not looking at myself outside of myself. I'm just me where I am right now. And I had to realize that I've got this idea of living my best life and that this kind of ideal version of myself, it's kind of like almost like a parallel universe, that in this parallel universe, like my best self is she gets up at the perfect time each day. She is always has great posture and she always makes the great best choices and she doesn't yell at her kids and she's super productive and all of these things, and she doesn't deal with disappointment the way that I do, which is crying a lot of the time and just feeling like absolute crap. And I was so demoralized that I wasn't living up to this kind of parallel universe idea of myself, this best me, like living my best life. And I had to let go of this, and I'm trying to, and I think that it's going to help you as well, because that person doesn't exist. There isn't a parallel universe version of you. There's just you right now. Your life is like this, it's this linear journey where you are traveling along and everything that has gone in the past, it's no longer in your control. And the only thing that you can do is improve who you are right now. You are not trying to live up to some other version of yourself that exists. You have the power right now to make a decision what way you are turning, whether you are bettering yourself or you are making a decision that is unhelpful for yourself and worse for yourself. The opposite of bettering. I don't even know what that's called. So all you are trying to do is not live up to some ideal version of yourself. It is to become a better version of who you are now. And just thinking about how software is created, I love the process of software creation. And if you've ever been like a beta user in a software, you know what I'm talking about, because being a beta user in new software is like you're seeing all the bugs in the software and you're using that particular software because you see its potential, but that potential is not yet a reality. And the software developers are in those kind of like beta versions, and we're using one for our course. So our course is hosted on this software called Searchy, which is absolutely fantastic. They transcribe all of the videos automatically. So any video that you listen to in Lean with Plants or you watch in Lean with Plants, it has a transcription. So you can actually read the captions, which is super, super helpful. And there's so many other cool features about this. You can search for any kind of keyword. It's a great, great system, but it's still quite a beta software. It's still quite new. So there's some features that we want to have and there's some bugs in it, and it's not really as good as it could be. But the thing is, that version that we want it to be, like, that doesn't exist yet. And all these guys can do is make improvements. All they can do is start fixing bugs and start looking for ways to improve. That's the only thing that you can do too. You are not trying to live your best life and become or be the best version of yourself. You are just trying to be better than you are today. So when you let go of this idea of should have, you're letting go of the idea that there is a better or best version of yourself that you cannot live up to. That idea does not serve you. That is a barrier to your progress, because who you are right now is the only version of yourself. And who you will be is going to be determined by what you do next, what step you take, whether you take another step. That is going to be determining your trajectory. And trajectory is the only thing that you really have much control over. And that's hopeful. That's not a negative thing. That is an amazing thing. And I am so freed by this idea that I don't have to be the best version of myself, that I can just ask myself in every moment, how do I become a slightly better decision maker, a slightly better person than I am now? Guys, I cannot tell you how much this idea of should have been XYZ is going to derail your progress. It is going to make you feel, and you probably already know this, it is going to make you feel demoralized so often. And I've even just had, like, I'm getting like real vulnerable here. Like, I even have fears sometimes that my kids are not going to like me when they're teenagers, because I'm like, well, I'm not a good mum, or I'm not going to be a good mum. I'm scared of like who I am in a way, because I'm like, well, it's not the best version. It's not, like, I can see my flaws. But when I take out this idea that that kind of best version of me is fixed, and that I'm just trying to like, to either get there or not, and it's like it's a pass or a fail all the time, and instead I go, actually, I can improve. I'm not trying to necessarily get to her, because she doesn't exist. She really doesn't exist. All I'm trying to do is get better. And then you start to go, well, I can get better. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to be like in the future, but I can get better now. I can make a better decision. So it's not about being the best version of yourself. It's about making a good decision and making a better decision in this moment right now. And you always have the ability to do that. How can I make improvement in this moment? You are becoming someone, and your actions are going to be determining that at every single second. And you have the ability in every moment to shift the direction that you are going. And C.S. Lewis talks about this. C.S. Lewis is one of my favorite authors. He wrote The Chronicles of Narnia, which is, I mean, beautiful books, absolutely a loved classic. But he wrote a lot of books on theology as well, which are my favorite. And this is from one of those books. He has a quote, and he said, "Every time you make a choice, you are turning the central part of you, the part of you that chooses, into something a little different than it was before." And I almost got tears in my eyes reading this. "And taking your life as a whole, with all of your innumerable choices, all your life long, you are slowly turning the central thing into a heavenly creature or a hellish creature." So he's talking here about, it's like moving this internal compass of who you are in one direction or the other. And that's all we're doing. Isn't that freeing, guys, to realize that that's all we're doing? And that if we're doing that, no matter how small, that we can become someone so much different than who we are today. That if we are just making a slightly better decision, if we are just turning that internal compass in the direction that we want to go, that we can get there. Isn't that so incredibly hopeful? So you let go of this idea of who you should be, and you start focusing on turning yourself in the trajectory that you want to go. And you have that compassion to meet yourself where you're at right now. And something I want to point out to you about this is that this is not weakness to do this. It is not weakness to accept where you are right now. It is effective. It is more effective to accept where you are, to have compassion, to meet yourself where you're at, so that you can start becoming who you want to be. When you have compassion for yourself, this is the best of both worlds, because you're not only going to enjoy the journey more, you're going to be able to celebrate progress. You're also going to be able to make more progress. It is a more effective strategy. You get more done. You accomplish more. And it's easier when you actually meet yourself where you're at. And one of the things that is great about this is you take advantage of this domino effect, that progress snowballs. And the more that you do of it, the more that you want to do. And this is why I believe it's so powerful to start small. If you can't start big, some people go big and they do really well with that. But if that strategy is not working for you, when you start small, you're going to have this little period where it doesn't really feel like you're doing much. But very, very quickly, that starts to snowball and it has this domino effect. I have seen this so, so powerfully in my own life, especially as a business owner and a content creator, where I will give myself such tiny, tiny goals for tasks that seem overwhelming, like filming YouTube videos, where I will say, you only have to do 10 minutes, Charles, just do 10 minutes, put a timer on for things I can't start. And I get to the end of that, or I do the bare minimum that I don't need much motivation for. And I see that as a win and I keep going. I'm like, okay, I can do that. You know, I do one reel or I do one piece of content. I turn the camera on. Now I can do another one. Now I can do, I've gotten over my imposter syndrome. Now I can do something else. And when you start to do this, you become like Natalie, who I did a podcast interview with, who is an amazing Lean of Plants member. She is a pod leader in Lean of Plants, which means that she is leading an accountability group every week, helping members find what their next step is. She started so small in her progress. She was eating broccoli with the takeout pizza that she got. And over time, she started to make changes and that started to snowball. Now she's lost over 40 pounds. She's on her last 10 pounds, leaner than she's ever been. She's got two kids and she's finally seeing huge progress. She's become a completely different person because of this domino effect and because she has laid that foundation. She has made progress over time. She is getting to that goal. So how do you do that? How do you meet yourself where you're at? How do you start bridging that gap? These are the three ways that I believe are going to be super helpful for you. And the first one is to remove should have from your vocabulary and replace it with right now I choose. And when you start to take notice of how many times I should have, or you think this throughout your day, how many times you think I should have done XYZ, you're going to notice that you probably do it a lot, if you're anything like me anyway. If you can replace that with I choose right now, you're going to have a complete shift in how you do things and also how you see yourself. Start to analyze this idea that you have that you should be somewhere that you aren't, because that person that you're comparing yourself with does not exist yet. If you want to become that person, all you can control is not who you should be, but who you are right now and what you choose to do. Celebrate improvement, because when you're improving, you are changing who you are right now. The should be someone else is gone. The I am, and I've made improvement, and I'm getting closer, and I've made a step forward, is laying bricks towards that. It is taking a step down that path. Do not compare your progress with what progress you should have made, because that is not a reality, the kind of progress that you should have made. It just doesn't exist. It never was, it never is. There isn't a parallel universe. And if you believe in the parallel universe, I mean, some people do, okay? But it's not even relevant to who you are because it's parallel, okay? Even if there is a parallel universe. Moving on from this kind of Loki idea that, I mean, we've been watching the TV show Loki and it's all these different universes and these kind of the sacred timeline that can branch off into all these different things. If you've seen the movie or the show, let me know. We thought it was pretty good. Anyway, you have to relate who you are to real reality, and that's who you are right now in this moment, and shifting your compass towards who you want to be and the direction and the trajectory that you want to go. The second thing is to admit when you need help and to get the help that you need. And the thing that holds people back often from getting help is, I shouldn't need it. I should be able to do this on my own. Notice another should. Why? Why should you? Compared to what? This person that doesn't exist. If you are struggling to do this on your own, then progress for you is going to be getting the help that you need. This is incredibly powerful, and having support, having people alongside you to help you, getting the guidance that you need is going to propel you so much quicker and so much more effectively than if you do it alone. And the Lean with Plants program is opening on the 27th of July. So when this podcast airs, that is a couple of days after that. If you are struggling to do this on your own, you shouldn't be able to do it on your own, because shouldn'ts and shoulds don't exist. It's not reality. Choose to make a decision that is going to help you. And if you believe anything that you have listened in any of these podcasts, if these podcasts have helped you in any way, then another step toward progress is most likely joining the program and getting that support. And I can tell you that I am 100% convinced that when you use these strategies and you have the guidance of people to help you get there, then you will make that progress and you will get to the goal that you have. So admit when you need help, get that help that you need. There is no shame in getting that. There is no shame in reaching out to get the help that you need. The third one is to choose how you respond to how you feel. So we spend a lot of time trying to change our feelings, but in a lot of ways you can't control the feelings that come onto you. A lot of the time feelings act upon you, and that you're not in the driver's seat of them. And I remember having this conversation with my business mentor, and he was telling me that he was going for a walk one day and he just felt this overwhelming sadness for the fact that his grandparents were no longer alive. And it was just, he was just missing them so much. It was tears welling up in his eyes and he was so sad about it. And it was a certain spot in the track that he was walking. And he's like, why am I feeling like this? This is just so intense. It's so strong. And the next day he walked the track again. And he was thinking about him as he got to that point in the road, and he didn't have that feeling again. And feelings are so fickle, but especially when you're not living up to your own expectation of yourself and you're not doing what you believe is possible for you, or you're not being as good as you think you should be, you get that very discouraging feeling. And you get that voice inside your head that says, you're not good enough. You're a failure. You're not ever going to make it. And that feeling is just a feeling. It's strong, but you get to fight back from that, because that feeling is not accurate to reality. You are not a failure. You are capable of change. You are where you are right now. All you can choose to do is something in this moment right here. That's all any of us ever have, is the decision right now. So whether that feeling is strong, whether it exists or not, you get to choose how you respond to that. And most of the time, the feelings that you feel have the capacity to point you to something positive, even negative feelings, even feelings like grief. So what my business mentor was telling me, he said he looked at that feeling and he thought, okay, like, this is a lot of grief. There's a lot of sadness that I have, a lot of missing. And he reframed that to realize that that was an indication of the love that he had for his grandparents. So that was an indication of something positive. He was reframing that as something positive, and that he loved his grandparents, and it was pointing to that. And a lot of the time when we're dealing with disappointment and not living up to our own expectations, that can be reframed as you being capable of more, and you know that. You know that you are capable of more, and you're disappointed in yourself because maybe you haven't made a good decision. You haven't done what you should have, or use that phrase, what you should have done. What can you do about that now? It's in the past, you can't control that. How can you reframe that as something positive that you can learn from, that it can teach you about yourself? If you feel, I mean, self included, if I'm feeling discouraged by the fact that I didn't get up when I was wanting to in the morning and I didn't go to the gym, that is because I know that I can in the future do better, that I can do better. I didn't. That's okay. It's in the past, but I can. So how can I reframe that and go, I am capable of more than that. I am capable of making decisions that get me out of bed in the morning and take me to the gym. How am I going to do that? Reframe that in your mind is something that is a learning experience and something that propels you to making better decisions. You have the capacity to do that. We are all trying to learn from our experiences, but oftentimes we use those experiences and we use those feelings to confirm that we are not good enough. It doesn't matter, in a way, who you are right now. All that matters is the decisions that you are making to become someone either better or worse. How are you turning that compass? You have infinite capacity to become a stronger, a better, more compassionate, healthier version of yourself. I'm not going to say infinite capacity. You have infinite capacity over your response. No matter how difficult the situation, no matter how strong the feelings, no matter how many times you have failed and not lived up to your own expectations of yourself, start prioritizing improvement, celebrating, getting better and making progress, reframing that in your mind to learn from it, because you are capable of change. You do not get to choose your feelings, but they can tell you something about yourself and you can choose to fight back. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. The main takeaways from it are really just having that compassion to meet yourself where you're at, and that this is an effective strategy for change. That change is always going to be about bridging that gap between how you live your life now and the decisions that you make now to the decisions that you will make in the future. And the only way that you do that is by choosing to make better decisions than you have in the past. You cannot change the past. You cannot change who you should have been by now. All you can do is meet yourself where you're at and choose to turn your internal compass in the direction that you want to go. And then celebrate that improvement. When you start to do this more and more, and you meet yourself where you're at today, in this moment, that is where you make real, lasting change, and you become that person with time. It does take time. Guys, Lean with Plants is opening, like I said, on the 27th of July. That is 2 days from now when this podcast airs on my Monday. If you're in the States, that will be Sunday. And I would love to have you join the family. I know that this is going to be something that is so incredibly helpful for you. We are obsessed with the science of behavioral change. And there are so many things that we've implemented in this membership that gets members results. Why? Not because we are gurus, not because we are magicians, or that we are perfect or better than anyone else, but because change is possible when you have these tools. These are proven methods of behavioral change. And if you have implemented anything that you have learned in this podcast episodes, know that Lean with Plants is this on steroids. It is this in a community of support. It is this in a step-by-step strategic way that teaches you not only how to lose weight, the science of weight loss, but also how to make change, how to become that person. And it gives you an environment where that is possible. So I would love to have you in there. Thank you so much again for listening. And if you're wanting to sign up for Lean with Plants, you can go to www.leanwithplants.com. That is going to take you to where you can purchase the course And we have three different payment methods. We also have a payment plan on there now, which is the first time that we've done this. So invest in yourself, get the help that you need, and I can't wait to see you in the program. And I'll see you next week as well for another episode. Okay, have a great one. Bye.